This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Gwynn Jr.
And my man in the air was like, Larry's gonna kill you.
Chris Ello.
I know what Scraby is thinking, I believe. And that's a dangerous precedent to set.
And Matt Scraby.
Well, this is just great, everybody.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason.
Gwynn and Chris are ready to go.
And we are back in action here at 401. Welcome to it. Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in San Francisco. Where Tony has been with us the last couple of hours, now heading down to hear Mike Schilt speak and get ready for the ball game tonight. Frank and I will take you the rest of the way here. We do have Chris versus the Fans coming up in this particular segment, and that is good news for those of you, let's say you've always wanted to play, and you just haven't, because you're like, I can't get through. Now you could get through. There are some lines open at 833-288-0973. Dial in for a little Chris versus the Fans. It's the only way that you can qualify for a chance to win the grand prize, which is a trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. And you get two tickets to the show at Dolby Live Park MGM on September 3rd. Also get a two-night stay at Park MGM and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So dial in, play a little Chris versus the Fan. Now, are these, did Scraby donate some questions while he's away, or did you come up with these questions,
No,
Frank?
Scraby donated the questions, right, as I have been sans internet because of the move these last couple days. So okay. Scraby was awesome.
Oh, you've been moving.
To help.
Where are you going, Frank?
Eight houses down.
Quite. Why?
Because where we were renting, our landlord was coming back. They're in the military, so they were coming
I
back.
I see. So you, but you want to stay where you are, but you couldn't. You want to be. You're close where you are, but you.
Yeah, we're in this. We're in literally the same exact apartment complex.
You're going eight places down. Are you carrying every item over individually?
No, we started. We did the close and close, like we walked over as much as we could.
Yeah.
We had a couple of movers come in today. My God, these guys were good. They did more in 15 minutes than we managed in 3 days.
All right.
They had
good.
Everything out of our house in an hour and a half.
Glad to hear
which
it.
We never would have done.
All right. Well, good luck on the move, Frank.
Thank you very much.
I must say that of all of the things that one can do, you know, in the world, moving is in the bottom 10 for me of excitement. Like, yeah,
it's in the top 10 of least fun,
right.
Certainly.
There's so many people out there. There are a lot of people out there that, you know, like to buy houses, and then what do they say? Flip them, and then move again, and then buy them and flip them. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, nah, no, we're good there.
Yeah, me too. Don't get that. Don't get the flipping. All right, Frank, let's go to some Chris versus the fans here. I think we got people dialed in, so let's play ball.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Frank will have the questions for you. You get three of them. They get a little more difficult as you go along. And if you get it right, you move on. If you miss it, then I can jump in there and eliminate you. But, of course, if I also miss, you get to move on to the second question. And if all of that happens on the third round, you are today's winner. One last thing. I don't think I've ever had the chance to say this. Because Scrabioy says it. If you're a first-time player, get the first question for free. All right, Frank, let's go play ball.
All righty. So we will start off today with Gilberto in San Diego.
Gilberto was on time. He was ready to play ball. Let's go. Hi, Gilberto. Good to talk to you, man.
Hola, Cristobal. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, Gilberto. Are you going to one, two, or all three of the Dodger visits next week?
All three of them.
All three, yeah. And you know what? I know it is in our heart to despise all Dodger fans, but I just tell everybody out there, Gilberto is one of the good guys. He's a Dodger fan, but he's a good guy. I can't, they're just, you know, it's possible, and Gilberto proves it can happen. Right, Gilberto?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I enjoy watching the Padres play. And like I told you before, my favorite player is Jackson Merrill. I love watching that kid play.
Okay.
And may the best team win. I just hope Thursday we have good games.
That's I can't believe we got another, we got like one more week we're waiting for this series.
And then you got two. And
it's going to be electric, that's for sure.
It will be fun starting next Monday. We got a lot of work to do before then, including a round of Chris versus the fans. So go get them, Frank.
All righty. First question. Here it comes. Which NFL player has a small stake, ownership stake, in the Kansas City Royals?
In the Kansas City Royals, that's got to be Patrick Mahomes.
Very good.
Yep. I think his wife is the has a stake in the KC women's soccer franchise.
Oh, there you go.
So both of them are into a little ownership.
That I did not know. All right, here we go. Question number two. Coming into today, who is the MLB leader in home runs?
Oh, good.
In home runs. I just heard this yesterday.
That's good timing, Gilberto, if you remember.
Yeah, I just heard it yesterday, and I can't remember his name.
Oh, no.
I can't remember his name.
I'm going to give you a hint. I'm going to give you a hint because I like you, Gilberto, and the rest of the people can get mad. Pretend we're playing Password. You know the game Password?
Yeah.
All right, here's my hint. Sir Walter...
I can't.
Didn't help you, huh? I don't know that Gilberto's an American historian. All right, but so no guess, Gilberto.
I know the second and third, Otani and Judge. Second and third.
Yeah, that's not going to help you. All right, buzz him.
No.
Sir Walter Raleigh is the reference I was making. I don't exactly even know who he is, but I've heard that before. Cal Raleigh is the home run leader. Sorry, Gilberto.
That's right,
always good to catch up with you.
For the Mariners.
Yes, 23
thank you,
home
thank
runs
you.
For Cal Raleigh.
Frankie Watkins, not a fan of that hint in the chat either.
Why not?
Said he didn't get it either.
Yeah, yeah. John, too old of a reference, I guess.
John in La Mesa is going to be our next player.
Hey, John.
John.
What's going on, fellas?
We're hanging in there.
All righty. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
He's ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Kind of upset now that people don't like my Sir Walter Raleigh reference.
I'll take a hint, though. You'll take a hint,
even if... Okay, well, I'll see what we can do.
Which Boston Red Sox hitter has appeared in the most games in baseball coming into today for this season?
Who is it? What?
Which Boston Red Sox hitter has appeared in the most games in baseball coming into today?
So far this season.
Yes.
Is this the first question? Number one pointer?
That is the number one question.
Wow.
This is a tough number one, and I've got no idea.
This is a tough number one.
I imagine it's the left fielder that they're talking about trading for that I can't remember his name. So, yeah. Chris, go ahead and get it wrong for me.
I will. I'll guess Rafael Devers just for fun. I don't know. Is it?
It is Rafael Devers.
I was thinking I was wrong. That's why I guessed that. I honestly thought that John had it with Jaron Duran.
Nope, it is Rafael Devers.
Sorry about
Devers.
That. That's just totally bad luck.
John. All right, next up,
Devers has played the most games of anybody.
Yes, he has.
After all of the controversy surrounding him.
Next up, Guy in Bay Park. Guy, how are you?
Hey, Frank. Good afternoon, Guy.
Good afternoon, Guy.
All righty, here we go. Question number one. Who was the only Padre to hit a home run yesterday?
Yesterday's Padre home run hitter.
Thinking
way back to yesterday. Sometimes it's difficult to think.
I think didn't Fernando hit one in the first?
He says Fernando. No. That was a couple days ago. He homered early. Yeah. I think Manny homered yesterday, didn't he? Manny Machado. Yeah. Sorry about that. Guy. All right, next going. Moving on.
All right,
on.
Let's go with Mark in Vista next. Mark, how are you today?
Good. How's it going, man?
Very good, Mark. Very good. Good luck to you.
All right, here we go. Question number one. You can tell these were scrappy last second questions. Who ran into the left field wall for the Padres yesterday?
Gavin Sheets.
Yeah.
It was Gavin Sheets. All right, here we go. Question number two. A pitcher that releases the ball from below their waist is called what type of pitcher?
Southpaws.
Southpaws, he says. Yeah. Southpaws, somebody throws left-handed. Yeah. Should we give him another guess just because we're nice? I
think we should. You know what, Mark?
Take another shot, Mark. What do you got?
Oh, man. This is embarrassing. I do not know this. Southpaw. It's got to be...
Releases under the waist.
Armor? I don't know.
Side armor. Yeah. Almost. Submariner? Yeah. All right. Sorry, Mark. Good try.
All right. One second here. Let me just get another one ready here.
All right.
All right. So,
having a good game today.
We're running through all of my questions here.
tell Scraby to put some more together. That's what we do.
Let's go to Kevin in Oceanside. Kevin, how are you?
Hello, hello.
Howdy, howdy.
Back in the day, Philly Billy and Hartman days.
Yeah, good to have you aboard. Yes, and I do remember those days. Hello, hello. Yeah, Philly Billy Werndell. We got to get old Philly Billy back on one of these days.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, we'll try to track him down. And he'd probably come on because he loves to do this stuff.
All righty, here we go. Question number one. What Boston Red Sox outfielder are the Padres rumored to be interested in?
Bear.
I'm not sure if I'm going to say it correctly. Jordan?
Close enough.
Give it to
Duran,
you.
Duran, Duran.
Yep. Jaron Duran.
Jaron Duran, Duran. Duran, Duran.
Right. Here we go. Question number two. What team currently sits in first place in the AL West?
Seattle Mariners.
Hey!
Seattle Mariners do sit first place.
Yes, you got it right. By the way, Frank, congratulations to your Metropolitans for moving back into the top spot this week. So the Phillies lost all three. And you took advantage of the Rockies' visit.
I want to make it very clear. I did not bring that up. I, the Met fan, did not bring that up.
No, I know. I'm just congratulating you, giving you a nod.
All right, here we go. Question number three. Including his save yesterday, how many saves does Robert Suarez have this season?
I'm going to say, including yesterday,
20.
20. No,
rats.
Not today.
Rats, he said. 18? Guessing. No, you got it.
Winner. Oh,
Kevin's a winner. What is 19?
You bracketed it. It's 19.
In the middle. All right. Well, that's a win for you, Kevin. Stay online. You have a chance to go to Las Vegas. We got to get a little break here. And a lot more Gwen and Chris still ahead. Till about 5:35 today before Padre Baseball. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris versus the fans today. Was that Gary, right?
Oh, no, that was Kevin in Oceanside.
I'm sorry, Kevin in Oceanside. Kevin was, you know, I like when somebody wins and they're, like, happy about it. So good for you, Kevin, and I hope you end up winning the big prize this month. Grand prize, trip to Vegas and see Bruno Mars.
Actually, I don't know. I don't think I actually updated that for you. I don't think it's Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Let me see here.
Uh-oh.
Let me see who it is. I know that Kevin was the first person to be entered for this new one.
Oh, that's right. It's a new month.
Yes,
June 2nd. Good point. The Bruno Mars gift was probably last month.
So, Kevin, congratulations. You are officially qualified for a chance to win our grand prize. Celebrate summer with a spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, home of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. You will receive a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, dine poolside at one of five unique pool experiences, and experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com.
I believe that Resorts World should hire you, Frank, to read their promotional spots. Really well done.
Don't think so, but thank
really
you.
Well done. A couple of score updates. The Rockies, who are actually worth keeping an eye on, I think, at this point now, because it's gotten so crazy. They scored in the first inning tonight in Miami. That's the good news. Marlins now lead, though, 4-1. By the way, an underrated aspect of the Rockies' terribleness, because we know they can't hit, we know they can't pitch, they also can't field.
Well, no, we just said Brenton Doyle did a
Brenton
very good
Doyle
job.
Brenton Doyle just threw out a runner at the plate, but prior to that, they coughed up their 53rd unearned run of the season, which is 20 more than any other team in baseball. I'm just saying.
Should I read the stat I sent you last night, or do you want
sure.
to do that one?
I'll let you read it since you can't. You found it.
So the Rockies, again, historically bad,
yes.
as you do. The Colorado Rockies in 28 games played since May 2nd have right. won three games.
Right.
In four golf tournaments played since May 2nd, Scottie Scheffler has won three golf tournaments.
Right. He's won three. The Rockies have won three. By the way, there was a nice golf controversy that I wish Scraby was here to try and defend his pal Rory McIlroy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's not here to do it, so I'll just tear Rory up anyway. Scheffler won the tournament this week in Dublin, Ohio. That is the Memorial, which is the Jack Nicklaus tournament. Now, nobody's more revered in the game, the history of golf, probably than Jack. Mm-hmm. You could put some others, you know, up there, Hogan, and, you know, mention some other guys. Tiger, even Tiger is going to look up to Jack. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Jack's yeah. a whole nother. So Jack has his tournament. Evidently, McIlroy was invited, along with all the other top golfers. McIlroy just did not play. And I guess that's fine.
Wait, did he decline the invitation, or did he just
apparently
ignore
declined
it?
The invitation, but without calling Jack Nicklaus personally to explain it.
Oh, so he just ignored
and
it.
And he's taking a ton of heat on the golf circuit because Jack is so revered. You don't do that to Jack Nicklaus. You know, if he invites you, you at least call him personally, especially if you're Rory McIlroy, and you say, I can't make it. I'm going to be with the family, whatever. But evidently, Rory McIlroy's taking it. I'm not the one, but this is why McIlroy is, you know, a bit of a polarizing figure. And I'm not a fan of McIlroy. And I think that this was, you know, a typical Rory McIlroy type move.
I like Rory. Seeing him win the Masters this year and everything that went on around that was absolutely fantastic.
Was it really?
You got a RSVP, man.
Yes, like, you got RSVP
say
Nicklaus.
Something.
Got RSVP, a guy like Jack Nicklaus. So Rory McIlroy taking it. Scheffler won the tournament. All right, so we gave you the Rockies baseball update. College baseball, the world, it's the regional finals are going on. To get to the super regionals, and it is there's six elimination games today. North Carolina's already won one of them. They beat Oklahoma. Murray State is leading Ole Miss right now, 5-1 in the fourth inning. That could be a big upset if that yeah. holds up. But we'll keep an eye on that. College softball, the World Series, Oklahoma and Texas, no score second inning. Oklahoma needs to win that game and another game to advance back to the finals against Texas. In the meanwhile, Frank, there's no NBA game tonight.
No.
And there's no NBA game tomorrow.
Nope.
And there's no NBA game on Wednesday either.
But there is a Stanley Cup Finals game.
Stanley Cup Finals does start Wednesday, but I'm talking about the NBA here. Does the NBA every year have to take what really amounts to about a week layoff between the championship series or the, you know, Eastern Finals and the NBA Finals? This is not the first time this has happened. The Thunder will have been off for 8 days by the time they tee it up on Thursday. The Pacers will be off for, I think, 5 days. The reason this is a problem in my mind, basketball players are not used to playing with an 8-day layoff. They just don't do that all season long. And I think for the finals, you should do what you're normally comfortable doing, not something that is brand new. The Super Bowl, you can have a week or two off. And even that, I think, is kind of interesting that they need the second week. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter to you. I think it matters to these teams. I want them playing the best. Is Oklahoma City going to be at its best Thursday night after an 8-day layoff? That remains to be seen.
I don't necessarily like the rest. And the only reason why I think you can, what you could attribute this rest to is television, because you're planning it out for a seven game. You're planning television out for a seven game
series.
Yes, right.
If the Knicks and Pacers played game seven tonight, then Thursday would make sense to start the finals. But they're not. I think you should move the finals up. That's just what you should do.
That would be asking ESPN to change their television.
Please.
Over.
Please. It's the NBA Finals. ESPN will find a way to change the television thing. They got enough channels. They can shuffle the Tuesday night dart match off to ESPN the Ocho so they can put the NBA Finals on.
No,
I disagree with it. I'm in the minority, maybe, but I don't think so. I don't like the OKC getting 8 days. That's way too many for an NBA player to be at their best.
But then again, that's also, you could take a look at that in baseball and in hockey as well. If you sweep somebody out of a round, you're sitting there for a week as you're waiting for somebody waiting for game
All
seven.
All right, Frank, good
go.
Try. I'll give it to you. Mike Trout's just hit his 10th home run of the year.
Hunter Goodman hit one while you weren't paying attention. So
I was paying attention. I saw Hunter Goodman's home run for the Rockies. Trout, 3-run shot. Angels put 6 on the board in the first inning at Boston tonight. Trout's average up to .214.
Get Jaren Duran the first bus out.
Jaren Duran hasn't come up yet, but he's in the leadoff spot for the Red Sox on his way to San Diego, we hope. Tony and I put a lot of cold water on that.
Just that wink and nod you gave me right now.
Yeah, we put a little cold. You know, look, Dennis Lynn's reporting it. Padre fans are now expecting it, and I just think it's way too much wishful thinking at this point. There's, like I said, if the Red Sox were in the business of helping the Padres be good, then I would say that we can get Jaren Duran because they apparently have some replacements, some prospects, whatever. But they're not just going to hand him over.
No.
And I think that the likes of a Salas or a DeVries would have to be involved here. Duran is an all-star last year. He's an 8.7 WAR guy last year. 20-plus homers, 30-plus steals. You're not going to get this, I don't think, without parting with something really good.
And again, it's not the fact that he's worth that much as far as prospect capital or somebody who's major league ready right now. It's how much control you're getting.
Yes, you get 3 years of control with him after, on top of his talent.
Yeah, he's getting $3.75 million this year. He has an $8 million club option next year. And then he's in ARB 3 in 27 and ARB 4 in 28. So that is the price that you're paying. And that is what's going to cost you a Leo DeVries or a Salas.
You're paying so much.
And it's another reason why I can't stand these big trades for guys like Tanner Scott, who is going to be a six-month rental. Because you mean to tell me now that the guys that you sent to Miami for Tanner Scott, you couldn't use to have a legitimate crack at Jaren Duran right now?
Did the Dodgers mess up? Fine. As far as I'm concerned.
No, and that's no, that that's
no, but
that's
Tanner
fair.
Scott, they paid a heavy price, and they're not getting much return on that investment.
No, and my point is that you could have used that by not making that trade when you didn't necessarily have to. After you got Jason Adam and you had the great back of the bullpen.
Oh, you're talking about the Padres Tanner Scott,
yeah,
the rental.
But you could have used that capital by not trading Scott to go after Duran.
Not going to second guess that. They took a shot at having one of the great bullpens ever. They had one. They came up short because they didn't score a run for 30 innings.
Oh, right, yeah.
I can't blame that on taking the shot to bring in Tanner Scott. I'm always up for that, and I'll worry about the next guy who comes available the next time. That's me. I think that's what you had to do last year. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's authentic Mediterranean cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, dining, takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Quick break. Frank's put together a big five. Can't wait to see what's in it when Gwen and Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oklahoma, Texas Tech, nothing yet in the second inning of that softball World Series game. Winner moves on to the finals. Take on Texas for the national championship. College baseball, there are six elimination games going on right now. Oregon State, 5-0 over USC in the fifth. Murray State over Ole Miss, 9-3 in the fifth. Tennessee 8-2 over Wake Forest in the fifth. So you got three blowouts there. North Carolina beat Oklahoma earlier. All right, Frank, you got a big five, I understand.
I do have a big five.
But before we get to that, Sam Levitt caught up with Gavin Sheets, much as the left field wall caught up to Gavin yesterday.
I'm not sure if it was actually Sam that...
He gave us the audio.
We can hear from
Gavin Sheets after his run-in with the wall. He's not in the lineup tonight, but he has spoken in San Francisco. Here is what he had to say.
know, went through all the protocol and all the testing, and all the testing was good. So I'm really happy about that. No headaches. Sleep went well. That was the kind of the big test, was how the flight and how the sleep was going to go. So, yeah, all things considered, pretty fortunate.
It looked full speed. Mm-hmm. Did you recall slowing down at all, or did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't feel like, you know, obviously with Frazier up, I was playing in. You know, it's not really a guy that you're expecting to go backside juice. And so obviously had a lot of room, and you know, I knew it was going to be close whether it got out or not. And yeah, I really didn't have time to slow up just because I think he hit right on top of the wall. So I just kind of went for it.
Never come close. I mean, I know there was one earlier in the year, but that, something like that.
Yeah, no, probably not. Probably not. Definitely available for tonight, which is good. I expect to be right back in there.
Left field wasn't a position you played much of before you started playing to help out the team recently. Do you expect to be back out there soon?
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I expect to be, do whatever. Whatever they want me to do, you know, whatever gets me in the lineup, whatever they need me to do, I'll do. So, yeah.
Did you fly up last night or today?
Yeah, I flew up last night with the team. Yeah, just because all the tests and everything was positive. You know, went through a lot of questionnaires, so passed all those, which was good. And you know, talked to the doctors again this morning, and everything was good.
So you anticipate being available tonight, which means you wouldn't expect an IL snap.
Yeah, correct.
Gavin Sheets, right there. Sounds like the wall is worse for the wear.
It does. It definitely does.
Yeah, he doesn't sound too bad. He's not in the starting lineup tonight. Might see him, according to him.
Yeah, he did
later
say
in
he
the
was
ball
available.
Game. Padres and Giants getting set at a little after 6:30 tonight. Sam Levitt, who brought us that sound, with guest appearances by Kevin Acey, Dennis Lynn, and A.J. Cassaville. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, Frank, let's see what else is going on out there in the wacky world of sports after traffic with our Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one... the only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Frank, take it away.
All righty.
It's all you.
Off and running we go.
Number five.
So we will start off today, as I get back to my sheet here, Colorado coach Deion Sanders said he was hurt by reports
I saw this.
That said his son Shedeur Sanders was underprepared during pre-draft meetings with NFL teams, but he also isn't buying the validity of them either. Shedeur Sanders, who has been widely expected to be a first-round pick, dropped all the way to the fifth round before he was selected by the Cleveland Browns. Shiloh Brown, Deion Sanders' other son available to be drafted, wasn't selected at all.
Shiloh Sanders, you mean? You said Shiloh Brown. It was just a malaprop there.
It's my bad. Wasn't selected at all, but wasn't drafted at all, but was signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after the draft. Too many names. All right, here we go. Deion said, quote, "It did hurt, but the Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise."
It's a good statement, but it's hard to understand. My favorite part of this was Deion Sanders basically saying, pointing out that the word is apparently now that Shedeur Sanders went to his interviews wearing headphones.
Good.
And Deion is like, come on. Like, really? There's just, you know, my son has, you know, been playing Division I quarterback now for 2 years. You need to be prepared. There is no way that he went in with headphones. I love Deion. He said, y'all, come on now. So here's the thing. If he really went in there with headphones, that probably deserves to be chosen in the fifth round.
Oh, yeah.
But 100%. I'm not going to believe that he went to visit these people with headphones on.
No, I
where do people come up with this stuff?
I have a feeling I would believe more the woefully underprepared and just kind of shrugging off questions
sounded
and stuff
like
that.
Teams he didn't want to play for. Did he really wear headphones, though?
If that was his worst crime of those meetings, then no, that does not result in him getting dropped all the way.
The bottom line
round.
Is teams didn't want him or they would have taken him.
Absolutely.
I don't care if he was wearing headphones or not. Teams, let's put it this way. When Joe Burrow came out, right, or whatever?
Yeah.
He wasn't. But if he was wearing headphones, you think they would have picked him anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't think he would have gone to the fifth round.
No.
So NFL teams aren't going to really care.
It comes down to the same thing it always comes down to in situations like this. The circus that is you are going to bring, is your on-field play worth it? And for Deion Sanders, the answer to that, at least right now, is no.
Yeah,
that might change, but right now, he does not justify the circus that he is going to bring to the Cleveland Browns organization, who already is a circus, by the way.
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
Yeah. Number four. Ring circus. And
yeah.
Now this could be four.
No kidding. All right. So we've been following this stuff here with Lance McCullers Jr. We talked about it last week.
The threats that he's been getting.
Yes. Apparently, the threatener has been identified. An intoxicated bettor located overseas was behind the social media threats directed last month at Houston Astros pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. and his family, according to Houston PD. A spokesperson for the department said on Monday declined to identify the suspect or his current location and said no charges have been filed yet. The spokesperson told ESPN that the man admitted that he had been gambling on the Astro game, lost money, and was frustrated and inebriated and sent the threats to McCullers. The man apologized and asked that his apology be relayed to McCullers and his family, according to the spokesperson. The case remains open while charges are considered. I'm sorry, being drunk and betting money on something you have no control over. Not smart. Doesn't matter.
Here's the thing. Charges are being considered. Charges should be filed
100%.
Immediately.
100%.
Secondly, this guy can apologize all he wants from the comforts of his jail cell, and he can stay there a while.
Yep.
And I will say this, if nothing else, because I don't know, this guy's overseas somewhere, so who knows about, you know, really being able to go after, prosecute situations like that. But the fact that they're able to find this guy tells me
they can find anyone else.
That they'll find you if you want to be the next person who loses a bet to threaten some guy's family.
And we all hope.
And this is what I was after when this first story came out, right?
Yes. Yep.
Let's make some of these people pay if they're going to make these threats. And apparently that can now happen. So kudos to the authorities for finding this, because this is something that needs to be, this is important to get taken care of. Because you're not going to stop the wagering.
Right.
We know that. So
well,
let's at least stop the threats.
They can stop the wagering.
Okay.
They just don't want to because they found a way to make money off
of it. Right, but they also could stop the wagering and people would wager anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
Number three.
Dodger Stadium is falling apart, quite literally. The Dodgers placed netting around a small section of the upper deck at Dodger Stadium on Saturday after a piece of concrete fell on a Yankee fan. It's not a real loss there.
Like
I'm sorry.
Really, I was going to say, Frank then tap danced on the piece of concrete with the Yankee fan underneath.
During the game on Friday, he said, quote, "We had professionals and experts at your stadium this morning, being Saturday morning, to examine the facility and ensure its safety. We also will also be undertaking a long-term review. According to The Athletic, the chunk of concrete struck a fan from above section 10 of the reserve level. So any of my Met brethren, do not go anywhere near section 10
this evening.
Yeah, the
Mets are in there tonight. They might take out a few Met fans tonight, Frank.
Stay far away from section 10.
Yeah.
The fan received medical attention but stayed in the game, stayed for the remainder of the game. Good on the fan, I guess, for not letting a little bit of concrete dampen his night. No other fans were injured. It's fun to see. It's fun to see bad things happen to bad people.
All right. Bad people. You're just saying any Yankee fan is a bad person. Yeah, I've got nothing more to add other than nothing lasts forever. I mean, Dodger Stadium has been there for, 90 years. So.
When was the last time it's had 90, when was the last time it's had it any had a good sort of renovation?
No, it had a facelift maybe 15, 20 years ago for sure. But, yeah, as far as like a piece of concrete falling from the upper deck, I mean, I don't know that you can retrofit all of that.
No, not during the season, especially not.
Or even during, off season. Dodger Stadium, 61, too?
It's not unprecedented. It happened with the Yankees, and I believe it was 72 and 73.
Yeah, they had finally built the whole new stadium.
Yeah, they closed Yankee Stadium down, effectively rebuilt it from the ground up, and the Yankees played at Shea for those 2 years. So it's not entirely impossible that if the Dodgers were going to do something like that, they could play at Angel Stadium for a year or two.
Or they could come down here and...
That would go over very well.
We would not invite them.
That would go over obscenely well.
I think it would be better for the Dodgers. Let's send them to Oakland for 2 years. Or Sacramento or Oakland or any of those.
Ship them out to Hawaii, maybe. Yordan Alvarez's hand injury is apparently worse than appeared. The Houston Astros slugger felt pain in his right hand on Friday while hitting, and a small fracture that was believed to be a muscle strain was discovered.
Uh-oh.
The fracture is currently about 60% healed. General Manager Dana Brown said he believes the fracture in Alvarez's fourth metacarpal wasn't discovered in the initial imaging on May 6th because there was too much inflammation and fluid around the area. Alvarez has been out since May 3rd with the injury. They had hoped he could come off the injured list this past weekend. Everything going on with Michael King right now.
Look, it's nice to hear there's another player, and there are many, but we don't hear enough about the fact that other players take longer to come back than you think as well.
But the point
it's not
being,
just Padres.
But the point here being, with everything going on with Michael King right now, could the imaging have been done too quickly to find if there was a bigger problem? Because that's what happened here.
Yeah, I don't know. Shoulder doesn't have a lot of little tiny bones in it.
Very true.
I'm not a doctor, but I know fingers and hands have a lot of that. So I'll say one thing. Alvarez, 3 home runs, .210 batting average, 300 points OPS lower than career. He has been a huge struggle.
Yes.
And now hurt.
For a struggling team that's not used to this over the last couple of years.
They're second place.
But with where they've been and where that bar has been set over the last decade, this
can't,
is a
can't
bad
stay
year.
Good forever.
No, I agree. Absolutely.
Number one.
All right. The last time Manny Pacquiao was in a boxing ring, he looked every bit of 42 years old as he was. Now at 46, he's looking to return to the ring again as he challenges Mario Barrios for the WBC welterweight title on July 19th. Should Pacquiao win, he would break two records. He would become the first fighter inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame to win a world title, as well as the oldest fighter to become welterweight champion, breaking the record that he set when he defeated Keith Thurman at age 40. Any shot he wins this fight, or any shot you're going to watch it?
No. Maybe a no, in that order. I don't know enough about it. You can't put a limit on it, but 46 seems like maybe it's time to think of doing something else. And I think he's a senator in the Philippines,
he was
for 6 years.
He's in politics.
Go back to that. It's much safer, Manny.
I agree. 100%.
Happy Hour's next. Gwen and Chris coming up with more ahead of Padre Baseball tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.